Good morning, Zion friends and family. I'm Bob Brown. We're thankful you have joined us in this worship. As the psalmist says, how good is it to sing praises to our God? Let's open our hearts and minds to the one who loves us, sustains us, and blesses us beyond measure. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHK Radio, and to all who join us online through our website, zionlesur.com. We welcome your comments, contributions, and prayer requests. If you are visiting Zion today, please sign the guest card so that we can personally greet you. The radio broadcast and bulletins are sponsored by Zion members and friends. Thank you to all who give to this ministry. The message today is Being Salt and Light by Pastor Gene Bringold Pro. The church council will meet at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 10th, for the monthly meeting. The Men and Women's Breakfast Fellowship will meet on Wednesday at 8 a.m. at the Nicollet Cafe in St. Peter. The Zion Fellowship would like to thank everyone who attended the soup and sandwich meal after the annual meeting. A special thank you to Marla Mueller for making the delicious soups, to everyone who helped set it up, serve, clean up, and those who brought desserts. Volunteers are needed to provide a meal or snack for Fusion. There is a sign-up sheet on the table in the entry. If you cannot serve the meal, just let us know and we will take care of that. Snacks can be dropped off at the church office. February is Zion's month at the food shelf. Volunteers are needed to help at the food shelf. Please help us feed the hungry. There's a sign-up sheet also on the table in the narthex. Your financial support of the radio broadcast in any amount helps keep the worship services available to those who are unable to attend worship in person. Now, let us join in worship.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. So abide in that love, and never doubt it. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have said these things so that my joy may be with you, and so that your joy may be full. I have shown you how to love, and so this is my commandment: as I have loved you, love one another."
Good morning. I'm Pastor Jean, and I'll be with you for a few weeks, and it's a joy. I am a retired UCC pastor, and I haven't led worship in a while, so this is a lot of fun. I like leading worship. Please join me in our responsive call to worship, which is adapted from Psalm 112 and printed in your bulletin. Praise the Lord. Happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying his commands. Light shines in the darkness for good people, for those who are merciful, kind, and just.
A good person will never fail. He will always be remembered.
He gives generously to the needy, and his kindness never fails.
He will be powerful and respected.
Let us pray. Heavenly God, we gather here today in a muddle of thoughts and emotions. Today's events press on us and distract us from things of the Spirit. We are all over the place and have a hard time quieting our minds. We ask you to calm us and center us in you. Help us to focus on you and your will. As we worship today, show us what we can do to live according to your will. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And please stand as you are able, and let us sing together the opening hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, number 42 in your hymnal. Seated. Let us pray together our prayer of confession, which is found in the bulletin. Amazing God, you call us to love, but people are so risky. Being known, asking for help, complaining about what I worry about seems so tiresome. When I am not so tall and strong, give me your strength to hold me up and remind me of who I am and that I am loved. I will try again because your faith in me is fortifying. I know that I am in all of this with you building me up. Amen. And I declare to you the complete forgiveness of your sins. Christ died for you. This is the good news. Amen. Share the peace of the Lord one with another.
This morning's reading is from Isaiah 58, 1 through 12. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They want God on their side. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to lose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the Holy Word.
Amen.
Thank you.
That was just lovely. I do love a good Marty Howgan anthem. Just beautiful stuff. Today's gospel lesson is from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 20. It's the continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. Remember last week we learned about the Beatitudes, and today we are going to be learning about salt and light. Hear the word. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of God, word of God for the people of God. Today's gospel picks up today where we left off last Sunday. We're still in the magnificent Sermon on the Mount, which I believe fully encapsulates what it means to be a Christian. Last week we studied the Beatitudes, and we learned what blessings we can expect if we have faith in Jesus. This week we are told that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're being called to righteous living and living our faith through love and witness. If salt loses its flavor, we're told it is useless, as to be trampled underfoot. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Jesus also emphasizes that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He is urging the disciples to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. Let us examine these ideas in greater detail. A large crowd has been following Jesus, and he goes up on a hillside to give a sermon. This is near the Sea of Galilee. The crowd is a mixture of people from all walks of life: farmers, herders, merchants, fishermen, and religious leaders. Among the crowd are the disciples who have been following him and learning his teachings. Here he emphasizes being salt and light, encouraging his listeners to live in a way that reflects God's love and righteousness. His words challenge their understanding of the law and the prophets, urging them to strive for righteousness that surpasses the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. So what does he mean by being the salt of the earth? What does this saying mean to you? It probably means that someone can be relied on and is honest. They're probably just a good all-around person. When I think of salt of the earth, I think of my dad. He was a down-to-earth person who was honest, hardworking, and he treated everyone with respect. Jesus means much the same thing. Salt meant something very different back in Jesus' day than it does today. It was a very rare commodity. It was used to preserve food before refrigeration. It slowed down the bacterial action that caused food to decay. As believers, we're also to act as preservatives. We're called to prevent spiritual and moral decay. We dare to call out and oppose corruption. Sin is a decaying force, and it rots us and the people around us. We're called to do the work of the gospel. Something I learned in researching the sermon is that salt was so valuable in Jesus' time that it was used as money. In fact, Roman soldiers were paid in salt. This is where the word salary comes from. So now you can leave here today and say, well, I learned something today. The word salary comes from salt. Have you ever used the term in which you said someone is not worth their salt? Okay? That's another reflection on how valuable salt was. Salt also gives flavor to food. Maybe some of you are like me and have high blood pressure. If you do, you've been advised by your doctor to limit your salt intake. But we can't get rid of it completely because our bodies need it to function. Plus, food without salt tastes terrible. We are called to be preservatives in this world, and we're also called to give life flavor. Salt represents our Christian duty to prevent decay and to add value and positivity to the world. We are to be positive forces in a world that is marred by negativity and moral challenges. Now let's examine what it means to be the light of the world. Light is so incredibly important because it can actually be a matter of life and death. Now, I just love lighthouses. I've visited many of them over the years. I even climbed up the tall Cape Arena lighthouse in California once. That was a lot of fun. I was a lot younger then. I love visiting Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore, and I'm sure many of you have been there. I have a large number of lighthouse replicas in our house, and our half bath is even decorated with Split Rock items. If you've never been to Split Rock, I highly recommend it. Lighthouses serve a life and death purpose. Without them shining their lights over treacherous waters, lives and ships would be lost. They are beacons of guidance. And that is what we are called to be, beacons of guidance. We are to be visible in the world so we can lead others to truth and righteousness. Our actions must show others how they are to behave and live. We are called to be role models. We have to be examples of hope and clarity. We must commit ourselves to living out our lives by obeying the commands of Jesus with clarity. This world badly needs our light. There is so much ugliness and darkness. God's light desperately needs to shine through. So we must realize we have a mission to perform. We are not supposed to be passive Christians. Our faith must inform everything that we do. When we go to work, it should be clear that we live our faith. Now, I'm not saying that you should go around your workplace quoting the Bible or preaching to people, but your faith should be operating within you. You should be kind and treat people with respect. You should work hard and ethically. We should strive to be people that others respect and can count on. One of my all-time favorite Christian writers is the Dutch priest Henri Nouwen. He has written numerous books on the Christian faith. I really like this quote. When we refuse to see the image of God in others, we prepare our hearts for violence. Racism and genocide begin not with weapons, but with a failure to love. A failure to love. So much of what is going on in our country today is based on racism and hatred of those who are different than we are. We are meant to influence and transform society, and man alive, is that ever needed right now? Just as salt is essential to living, It is also essential to our world. We need to bring out the best in our communities through our actions and character. When salt loses its flavor, it is useless. We must maintain our distinctiveness and influence. Salt also needs to be present in quantity to be effective. It requires community and collective effort. Christians are called to work together to make a significant impact on the world. And before the service, I was talking to several of the members here, and I said I was so impressed by what I see in the insert to the bulletin, how active you all are, how organized you all are. That is a wonderful testament to what this church is doing. We're to be the salt of the earth. In the same way, we're called to be bearers of the light. Lights illuminate the darkness in an amazing way. You ever noticed how one small candle can light up an entire room? Light represents the truth and hope that we believers are to bring to the world. We're called to be a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. The lives of us Christians should be visible testimonies to God's love and grace. God encourages us to let our light shine through good works, which would lead others to glorify God. Actions speak louder than words. We're to live so that others are drawn to faith. This is a call to responsibility. We're to reflect God's character and truth in all aspects of our lives. We're not to hide our light, but to share it with others, providing guidance and hope. We're to live our faith. We are to engage with society. We are to encourage others. Jesus is telling us that we are supposed to make a difference in the world. He's not just talking to those people on the mountainside. He's talking to all of us here today because we are all part of the kingdom of God. Now, I realize that we're all broken in some way and we need to be humble and hunger after God and righteousness. We're called to be peacemakers, even if that means persecution. We learned that last week. You see, as Jesus always does, he uses examples that we could understand to teach us significant truths. He does not speak in lofty theological terms. The people listening to him would understand salt and light. We cannot survive without either one. He reminds us that we are beatitude people, called to make a difference. John chapter 10, verse 10 tells us that Jesus came that we might have life and might have it abundantly. When we live in the way of Jesus, it creates a hunger and a thirst for something more. Jesus said that he was the light of the world, and now we are in his place. We shine when we show God's love and character. Light exposes danger and gives us information. And things need light to grow. So we need to ask ourselves if we're living up to our God-given calling. You guys remember that game from a number of years ago called Where's Waldo? Remember that? When we all were supposed to look in this crowd or try to find Waldo who was lost. Now, we're not supposed to be like Waldo. We're supposed to stand out. As you search for a new pastor, you need to ask yourselves where this church stands. Does the world need to squint to find you? It is tempting to try and blend in and hide, but God calls us to stand out. Now you may be saying, Gene, I see the looks on your faces. Gene, I do not have much salt or light to give. I'm just an ordinary person. But the truth is, we all have the exact right amount to give. Every person counts a lot. Even the smallest light is welcome in the darkness. There's a lot of darkness in this sinful and broken world. It's a fearful and discouraging place. People are angry, and scared and frustrated. But no matter how small your light is, it is exactly what the world needs. So be the salt of the earth and let your light shine. The smallest act of kindness, gesture of hospitality and welcome, all of these things give glory to God. We do not need to change the world. We just need to be salt and light. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon has said, "The world does not read the Bible. The world reads Christians. You are the light of the world." Finally, Jesus does not tell us to become salt and light. He says that we are already these things. We all already have exactly what we need. We do not need to be the meal, just the salt that gives it flavor. We do not need to be the light, but just reflect the light of God like the moon reflects the sun. I love buying interesting t-shirts, and I saw one on Facebook this week that perfectly fits this sermon. I will leave you with its message. Be salty. Stay lit. Amen. And please remain seated for our next hymn, "O Savior, Let Me Walk With You." Let us pray. Eternal God, in Ephesians you tell us to become one body in Christ. Today we pray for harmony, love, and understanding in the church. Remove any spirit of division and help us to walk in unity. May our fellowship reflect your love, and may we be servants to each other. May we give each other grace. Heavenly God, you call us to be salt of the earth and the light of the world. How can we do this when we feel so small? How can we make an impact when the world's problems seem so big? Lord, give us the insight to know where we are needed and give us the courage we need to step out and make a difference. Show us your will for our lives. Lead us in the truth. Transform us today, we pray. And now let us pray for Jack Thielman. Let us hope that he plays well on the Le Sueur High School basketball team. Yay, let's pray for the basketball team and that they do well. And can I say, go Seahawks? Oh, I don't know. The Super Bowl. What can you say about it? So now let us pray together the prayer that our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will now receive the morning offering, and we will have wonderful music from the bell choir.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly God, you have blessed us with so much. Today we give back to you in gratitude. Use these gifts to spread the gospel and reduce the suffering of others. We thank you for all you do for us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And let us join together in our final hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever, grant you peace, perfect peace, courage in every endeavor. Lift up your eyes and see God's face and God's grace forever. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever. Amen.